This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Studio with Eric McDonald and Will Woodson. They've got some shows coming up. So welcome to the Folk Show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. I know,
Eric, you're not a stranger to the Folk Show. You stopped by here a while ago with Brendan Carey Block, right?
Indeed, yeah. It was a great time.
So what have you been up to and why?
Well, the why, that's a difficult
one. I know, it's a hard one.
But what have I been up to? Well, I've been playing lots of music. That's basically just been my biggest goal. Been working on a lot of new projects.
Eric McDonald is on the guitar, by the way, and he's the one that's talking to us right now.
Indeed.
And?
So, Brendan and I put that, I think we were here promoting an album that we made that was under his name, and we put that record out, I think 2 years ago, something like that. And since then, I've, I tour often with a Scottish band that I play in called Cantrip. Put out a record with them last year. Will and I have been working very, very hard in the last few years to put together some material of old Scottish music. And we put out a record called The Sunny Hills that was We put that out in the kind of early spring last year, I think, if I remember correctly. I've been touring with a fiddle player, Ryan McCassin, who's actually going to be at the Barrett Hall and the Chailey Estate gigs. So he's from the West Coast. He's a fabulous fiddle player, award-winning fiddle player of the fame, the McCassins, which is a fitting name. But yeah, so it's been really fun. I've just been working hard, playing a lot of music, working on a solo record right now, singing a lot of ballads, and enjoying the beautiful New England weather that is all around us.
Now, Will, you are a stranger to the folk show, but not anymore. And you're on the pipes there. And just wanted to know a little bit about your backstory. We've heard from Eric in the past, but what brought you here?
Oh yeah. I moved to Portland, Maine, about 2 years ago from New York City. I was working for a pipe maker in New York, making the kind of pipes that I play, border pipes. Had moved to New York from Glasgow in Scotland prior to that. So a couple of moves in fairly short succession.
Big leaps. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He was moving shop from New York back to Maine. He's a Mainer originally. So I figured I'd follow suit, being the case that he was the only man who could really employ me in the whole Eastern Seaboard.
Sure.
I've been really getting to know and enjoy kind of the New England traditional music scene. My background is in Scottish music and piping, but I play a lot of wooden flute, so I'm pretty active playing Irish music as well these days.
Are your roots in Scotland, Will?
My family's from New Hampshire originally, but kind of going back a generation or two. It's mostly Ulster, actually. Mm-hmm. Some kind of Scottish lowlands, but a lot of folks from Ulster. So the kind of the crossbreeding of Irish music and Scottish music is kind of a lot of what my background is, as well as music from the Canadian Maritimes.
What about you, Eric? Are your roots in Scottish music?
Somewhat similar. I have Scottish roots going back probably three or four generations to near Glasgow, actually. But my family, my parents were born collectively in Connecticut and Iowa. So
did you get the traditional music bug at Berkeley, or did you have it before you went to Berkeley?
I would say Berkeley played a major role in that. The traditional music bug for me, I grew up in a musical family, and the closest thing is my stepdad's a klezmer clarinetist, which is a fabulous form of traditional mm-hmm. music. Mm-hmm. But what got me into the Scottish and the Irish music was I stumbled upon it in high school through contra dancing in the New England area, which is a little treasure we have here.
Interesting, stumbling through contra dancing, right?
Yeah, indeed.
That's how I contra dance, too.
I've spent actually many contra dances not dancing and just watching the music instead. So, that was my path to it. And since then, I've just sort of tread deeper into the waters and found my way into lots of different types of traditional music, namely Scottish and Irish music as well. So.
Eric McDonald and Will Woodson are guests here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. How about another number?
Sure. All right, we'll sing a song for you now. This is a song from that I picked up from the singing of Tony Cuff, who is a late great Scottish guitarist and songwriter of the band Ossian. That might be where you know him from. And this is a song called Cherly O' Cherly, and it's a song that was written in Scots, and I don't speak Scots, so when I sing these songs I tend to anglicize them so that I don't sound pretentious. But this is particularly funny because there's enough similarities in Scots that I almost was able to get a kind of gist of what it's about, and it felt like it might be about a young boy going to war, and this is a very dark sounding song. He may never come home, and so I was sort of trying to put a lot of mournful sound into the song, and when I translated it I realized it's actually just about a guy on a farm going on vacation and telling another guy what to do on the farm while he's gone. But we went to all that work, so we're going to sing it for you now. It's still a lovely song to sing. It's called Cherly O' Cherly.
Oh, cheerily
oh, Charlie, come out from Pitcairn, and I'll give out all your orders. For while I'm away to yon Highland hills, for a while to leave the bonny bucking borders. Oh, cheerly, oh, cheerly, take notice what I say, and put every man to his station. For a while I'm away to yon Highland hills, for to view all the parts of the nation. You'll put Sanderson to Cobb, to the Culling you'll put old Andrew Caithness, and you'll bid Colin Hill aye to feed the threshing mill. And you'll see that he doesn't faint from weakness. To the gathering old day you'll put little Liza Gray, and with her Peggy. Oh, and down below the barns is there you'll put your arms, and you'll see that they dare to act tidy. Bard, you'll carry on as were, and you'll set all them lasses a-howling. But you'd best take heed to Jake, or he'll play you a trick, and he'll set all your merry maids a-mowing. Oh, cheerly, oh, cheerly, take notice what I say, and put every man to his station. For a while I'm away to yon Highland hills, for to view all the parts of the nation.
Eric MacDonald on guitar and vocals, and Will Woodson on the pipes here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We'll visit some more with these folks after a short break.
All Things Considered keeps you connected to conversations with all kinds of people. You'll hear from politicians.
In the Senate, we're 14 to 10 Republicans, Democrats.
And you'll also hear from authors.
I realized finally that my book was in three parts.
And musicians.
If you have a horn, you should be bringing it and playing.
I'm Peter Biello. Bring your horn, or at least your ears, to All Things Considered, weekdays from 4 until 7 on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Addiction Research Center at Dartmouth, conducting studies exploring medications for people concerned about their drinking. 1-844-299-5499. Our guests here on the Folk Show in the studio are Will Woodson and Eric MacDonald. They have a show coming up over in Dublin. They're going to be appearing with Joey Arbata and Nathan Gourley. You want to tell us a little bit about what Joey and Nathan are going to be bringing to the show in Dublin?
Yeah, Joey and Nathan are good friends of ours from the Boston area, two really, truly fabulous Irish musicians, pipes and fiddle and guitar. They play a lot of the old tunes, and they bring, I guess, to me, the energy that they bring to it is very lively and new, and it's really fun to play with them. I think that in some ways, sort of that's sort of the goal that we bring to some of the Scottish music that we play, is to try and put new breath into it, and we feel that they do that with Irish music, so we really enjoy playing with them, and we're looking forward to collaborating a little bit with them and splitting a bill with them. So
the show is being presented by the Monadnock Folklore Society.
Indeed, yeah, great organization.
And they are going to have this show at the Fountain Arts Building, and that's on the campus of the Dublin School. Again, that's on Friday, April 8th at 8 p.m. So we'll be posting the calendar stuff on our calendar at nhpr.org if anybody wants to visit that
great.
For more details and
great.
Stuff. So, so the music scene for you here in this area, young, growing, thriving. But you have to travel a little bit, don't you, to really get some good gigs? Do you think that's the case? Or you're probably in the Boston area. I mean, I know that you taught at the Club Passim, the old
Indeed,
Club
yeah.
Passim. So really, is that really the hotbed when we're talking about New England arts?
Well, Club Passim is definitely a hotbed, I would yeah. say. And I mean, I think the Boston area in terms of its youth and thriving mm-hmm. energy is definitely sort of a mecca with the Berklee College of Music, yeah. Where I went to school, and Club Passim, and also just the culture and the history that's there, and lots of traditional musicians have called it home for many years, and so there's sort of a pre-existing it's a pre-existing culture there, so you combine that with the influx of youth, and it's a flourishing city. But I think that anybody who wants to be a traditional musician has to resign themselves to a little bit of driving. So that's something that we certainly hope to do. And I think many of our contemporaries all want to tour and share the music with many places besides just being in one place and getting good gigs. Although it's always nice to have good gigs when you come home and good music to play and good people to play it with. So I think we both feel pretty lucky to be in New England.
Now, I know you know the other Katie McNally, right?
Indeed, yeah.
You've done some performing with her.
Much music with her, yeah.
Did you play
both
on her album,
have.
Too?
I did, yeah.
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 Are you making your roots in the New England area now? Are you in Maine,
Will? I'm in Maine, that's right. Yeah, in Portland.
Okay, so Portland's a pretty good place for some music, too, isn't it?
It is, mm-hmm. Particularly given the size of the town, there's some really great local musicians. We've got great music coming through all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite busy up there just with the pipe making, but there's a fair bit going on otherwise as well. And, of course, it's just 2 hours up the road from Boston, so I find myself down there pretty often.
Why don't you guys play another tune, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about your album.
Sure.
Sure. Let's do some flute stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woodson playing the flute there here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and Eric McDonald on the guitar. Favorite mentors on your instruments of choice, starting with you, Mr. Woodson? I know you got to play with Matt Malloy from the, isn't he from the, not the Chieftains.
Matt Malloy
from the Chieftains, yeah. Mm-hmm. So somebody else that you might aspire to
pay
close attention to?
There's so many, really. I suppose it kind of takes a bit of a nerd, really, to do kind of pipes and flute for a job.
Are you saying you think you're a nerd?
I'm saying that I think I find a lot of my inspiration from recordings of musicians from generations past.
Okay.
I myself would be learning a lot of my repertoire and tunes from kind of old Cape Breton fiddlers of an older generation, like Donald Angus Beaton and Angus Chisholm.
Okay. And then, so the Beatons are important to both of you.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Different generations of Beatons. Although
absolutely.
Andrew's a great fiddler and a great inspiration to
it's
me as well.
A long lineage.
Yeah. And as well, kind of referencing older musicians from Ulster as well, musicians like John Daugherty from Donegal would be a huge inspiration and source of tunes for me.
So if you were teaching somebody today, who would you say you should start with?
That's such a tough question. It would depend on the instrument. But certainly I think for pipers, I'd be pointing them in the direction of older fiddlers like the ones I listed. And for the flute, I think
Frankie Kennedy.
Frankie Kennedy of Alton would be a great inspiration, as well as older ones. John McKenna, who recorded some of the earliest flute tracks in New York City in the 20s, would be a great inspiration. In modern players like Harry Bradley or Sean Gavin.
What about you, Eric?
Well, I think there's a few different kinds for me. I share a similar concept to Will in that I do listen to a lot of the old material and take a lot of inspiration from that, especially some of the old – I found a lot of old field recordings of singers, field recordings from collections such as Lomax and all that, mm-hmm. and stuff, as well as the old fiddle players and the Cape Breton fiddle players and Irish fiddle players. Some of the New England fiddle players in the 20s and stuff like that are pretty inspirational to me. Also, I came up through the Boston scene and I did have a lot of sort of hands-on mentorship from just the wealth of players around me, players like the aforementioned Keith Murphy. Mm-hmm. And, I started off on the mandolin and I used to study with the great and late John McGann. And,
oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I like Will, I could list an endless amount of influences. I think that's one thing that you can label us both nerds, and that we both tend to seek it out and find as much culture and enrichment as we can. So,
well, don't you think that's what you need to do if you want it? You have to have that thirst or that hunger for it a little bit. So digging a little, and I caught that from you as soon as you said, I went back and I listened to the content of that song and found that it wasn't about somebody being killed anymore. It was actually or going away to war, or somebody leaving their farm on vacation. So I think that if you dig a little bit, you're going to find that. And that's not everybody wants to do that. It's easier just to find the Cliff Note version. Right?
I think it's true, but I think that for those of us who do want to do it, it's sort of like bread and water.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah.
Will and Eric have some shows coming up. Eric McDonald is going to be with Ryan McCaslin and Jeremiah McLean at a few places. You will find them at Barrett Hall in South Stratford, Vermont on the 24th. Then in Newburyport, Mass., at the Chailey Estate on the 25th. On the 26th, Will's going to join them at the Blackstone River Theater in Cumberland, Rhode Island. And then it's Will and Eric doing a house concert in Brownington, Vermont on the 30th. Will and Eric will also be over at the Cayley Barn in Sheldon, Vermont on the 31st. And then a show with Joey Arbata and Nathan Gurley with Will and Eric McDonald. At the Fountain Arts Building on the campus of the Dublin School. And that is, I think I said, on April 8th. So we're going to post that on our website so you should be able to dig that up and visit their websites, too. And we'll give those out when we get done here. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and hear another song from Will Woodson and Eric McDonald here on The Folk Show at NHPR.
I'm Laura Kanoy, and tomorrow on The Exchange, a roundup of New Hampshire's economic news. It's been 15 years since the state's unemployment rate was down this far at 2.7%. Good news, but there's concern a tight labor market makes it tough for employers to find workers. We'll look at that. Also, improvements in the housing market, especially for sellers, and economists are eyeing global turmoil and its local impact. Send us your thoughts by email or Facebook and join us for The Exchange tomorrow morning live at 9 and again at 8 p.m. on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Spotlight Cafe at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, a club-style atmosphere where music and theater are the main course. Upcoming artists at ccanh.com. Our guests in the studio tonight are Eric McDonald and Will Woodson. What are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to stick with the same theme and sing another song from Tony Cuff. This one is called When First I Came to Caledonia. When first I came to Caledonia, I got loading at number 3, and I got lodging at Donald Norman's. He had a daughter, she could make good tea. Well, it was me and my brother Charlie, two bigger shavers you ne'er did see, were spiking heels in the month of April and starving slaves on scattering. Donald Norman to buy my boots and a cake of tea. But Norman said that he would not give them till fish got plenty on Scattering. So I took myself down to their big harbor, all on purpose for to see. I spied a maid there from Bolladreen over. She seemed to me like the Queen of May. If I had pen from Pennsylvania and I had paper of the purest white, and I had ink of the rosy morning, a true love note to you I'd write. Wish I was out on the deepest ocean, as far from land as I ever could be, for sailing over the deepest waters, a woman's love would nay bother me. So I lay my hand on a cask of brandy. It's a dandy, I do declare. For when I'm drinking, I'm seldom thinking of how to win that young lady
fair.
Eric MacDonald on guitar and vocals, and Will Woodson on the flute here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, with a tune that you may recognize from Norma Watterson's version or maybe Martin Carthy's version. And you've included it on your most recent CD. This CD is called The Sunny Hills. Now, let's talk a little bit more about some of the song choices that you included on this. What did you really aim to do with this collection, just with the two of you?
Well, I think one of the things that sort of the character that definitely permeated it was just that we wanted it to be a lot of the old tunes that we listened to on our own. So just, you know, Will picked a lot of those old fiddle tunes and I brought some songs, and we spent probably an unusual amount of nights working up this music to record it. So that was sort of, I think, the two things that we really tried to do is have it be a unified set of material that sort of came from generations past, and spend a lot of time to make it our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tunes in particular were all felt like fairly natural choices. I think it's probably fair to say that I brought most of the tunes to the table. And a lot of them were tunes that had just been in my repertoire for years. It's that album is actually my debut kind of recording under my own name anyways. And so it was my first chance.
Were you using someone else's name? Sorry.
No, it's quite all right. So I should say my first album that I really kind of had the chance to get tunes out there like that, sort of full control. So there were just sort of tunes that just kept on bubbling up to the surface, you know.
So the name of the CD, which I'm happy to have in my hands today, is called The Sunny Hills with Will Woodson and Eric MacDonald. And I'm assuming you can get this at your concerts?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mm-hmm. You can get it through our website as well.
Okay. So. Yep, it's on iTunes as well, of course.
So the website is willandericmusic.com if you want to fish around there and poke around and see where they're going to be playing, or if you want to get your hands on the CD. Any plans to sit down and do another one?
Certainly, yeah. We're not sure exactly mm-hmm. when, but we're kind of constantly in working up the new material. So,
what can people expect at your upcoming shows? With you're going to be Eric. You're going to be with Jeremiah McLean and Ryan McCassin doing some shows. And so, what can people expect from that? You're going to have Jeremiah probably playing on the fiddle, right?
Well, Ryan's on the fiddle.
And Ryan on the fiddle too.
Jeremiah,
or is he going to play the accordion?
Jeremiah's going to be on the accordion.
Oh, I see. Okay,
indeed,
okay,
yeah,
right.
So. But that's going to be really fun. I mean, that's going to be so Ryan and I, the fiddler from the West Coast, we do a lot of work together, and we've done some recording and some touring and continue to do so. Jeremiah has worked with both Ryan and I independently in other scenarios. They did a weekend gig on the West Coast recently, and Jeremiah and I teach at Maine Fiddle Camp together every summer. So sort of through that string of connections, we had the great idea to bring it all together, and I think it's going to be really exciting. So what we're going to do is we're going to feature some of Jeremiah's own material. He put out a new album recently.
He's been
recently.
Busy, yeah.
He's been
absolutely.
Real busy. Mm-hmm. A wonderful album called The Grinding Stone, mm-hmm. which is a lot of his original music, and we're going to sort of meld that with a lot of the ballads that I've been singing and a lot of the tunes that Ryan and I have been playing, which will be a mix of new and old. So there'll be some contemporary tunes, but also a lot of old tunes as well.
And then Will's going to join you for one of the performances mm-hmm. that's in Rhode mm-hmm. Island, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and that's going to be sort of a review-style performance in a way. We're each going to sort of do a little bit of what we do, all four of us. So you'll get to see a little bit of each of us on our own, and then we'll do lots of various collaborations together, playing a lot of the old music.
And then the show in Dublin that you expect, that's going to be a real Celtic extravaganza, right, with mm-hmm. a lot of mm-hmm. Irish tunes and Scottish tunes as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's Joey and Nathan are, I think, probably one of my favorite duos in the world right now. They're just great. Great taste and great, just incredible kind of lively energy that they put into their performances. I think Joey might be an even bigger nerd than I am as okay. far as kind of enthusiasm for old piping recordings goes. So between the two sets, it'll be a pretty good dose of kind of pretty hardcore traditional music, I think.
Eric, are you still playing with Cantrip also?
Indeed, yeah, yeah. And I'll be touring with them in April. So I believe we do have a gig in Epsom, New Hampshire on April 21st.
And who else are you playing with these days? Or recording with whoever happens to be going by? And
well, no, I mean, well, yes. I mean, if anyone wants me to record with them,
sure, absolutely.
Then they can give me a call. Yeah, but but no, I've been doing a lot of focused work. I do have a sort of a number of projects in the works. So doing a lot of work with Will here. Yeah. This is probably my main project.
Okay.
And then doing a lot of work with Ryan and Cantrip. I have a solo record that I'm working on. I think, as I mentioned, I'm touring with Andrea Beaton a little
bit.
Yeah. And also, I just signed up to do some work with a band called The Outside Track. So that'll
be
fun.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Yeah. I think I should be on tour with them in the fall. So
are they from Canada?
They're from all over, actually.
Okay.
Two of them are from Canada, or actually maybe only one. So
there's
a Cape Bretoner, there's a Scot,
okay.
Or there's two Scots, and there's a...
They're an international band.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. And what about you, Will? What other projects are you working on besides what you're doing with Eric?
Besides from Eric, yeah. There's not a whole... There's kind of a couple of little things that I've got going in the background right now.
Are you still building pipes?
I'm pretty active as a pipe maker.
Okay, gotcha.
The border pipes that I play have sort of been a bit of a pet project for the past couple of years in terms of refining them and extending the range and adding on new drones and various bells and whistles to the instrument.
Can you just hold it up so I can see it?
Yeah.
And we're gonna have to get a picture of this,
of course,
too, for our website. But it's just a fascinating instrument.
Yeah.
All that tone comes out of that.
It is a bit of a tone machine.
Yeah.
So this is the second... And so I've made, I don't know, countless instruments as a maker for customers. This is the second instrument I've made for myself, and I only just finished it a few months ago.
How long does it take?
when does it stop is the better question.
Are you always refining it like people do with their motorcycles? You got to add another thing on. Yeah, okay.
Eric's a patient man. the part that I play the melody on that's called the chanter was a new design, and I'm very, very pleased with how it works. The problem for the listeners with sharp ears out there, it's almost a semitone flat of concert pitch. And in order to make an instrument that plays at concert pitch, I need to actually go make myself a new set of pipes. So that's kind of keeping collaboration to a relative minimum right now. It sort of narrows the gauge down to people who are willing to tune their fiddles down to play with me.
Right. Or just play with the flute.
Or just playing flute, yeah. So I've got some stuff in the works, other projects that'll be coming out in 2017, I expect. It's not quite time to start talking about them yet.
Well, I hope after you finish your new album, you'll think about coming by and seeing us again.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Could you play one more?
Absolutely,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, Eric McDonald and Will Woodson.
Thank you.
Woodson on the pipes and Eric McDonald on guitar here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. I want to tell people where they can find you, but first, can you just tell us about what we just heard?
Absolutely. That was a march from the playing of a great old Highland piper named John Burgess, who was a man who lived in the middle part of the 20th century and was known for his great kind of flair and eccentricity and character. And it's a tune called, I think he called it The Highland Lassie Going to the Fair. And we followed it up with a couple of reels commonly played, really, in a couple different parts of the world, but I think from Cape Breton sources would be what I got these from. Beaton's, maybe, in both cases. Mm-hmm. Lochiel's Away to France and the Little Ewist reel.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We've been visiting with Will Woodson and Eric McDonald. Probably be a lot easier if I just tell you that they've got a lot of shows that are coming up. And you can visit their website to find out the details. And their website is willandericmusic.com. We do want to make sure that you do head over to the New Hampshire venue, which is going to be happening on April 8th. And they have a couple special guests that they've invited, including Nathan Gurley and also Joey Arbata. Will be included at the show at the Fountain Arts Building on the campus of the Dublin School. Again, visit their website to find out more details. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
We look forward to playing your album and then hearing the new one when it's released.
Fantastic. We look forward to sharing that with you when we get it done.
Absolutely.
Safe travels.
Yeah, thanks so
much.
This is NHPR.